Right now, back to football, though, as we get ready for the start of the season. It is almost upon us. And NFL legend Nick Mangold, on behalf of the new Old Spice NFL collection available now at Walmart. You may not play in the NFL, but you can smell like you do. 7 Pro Bowls, 2 All-Pros. And let's face it, when Nick was in the trenches with his buddy Brick and some others, it was just a more stable Jet team, and we loved it. And we miss it, and hopefully Glenn's going to bring it back. And Nick, it's BT and Sal. Sal is off today, though, but welcome to the show. What's going on, buddy? How you been?
Good. How you doing? I love that intro song.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I mean, we got to play good tunes for you, Nick. We got to make you feel at home, we got to make Aaron Glenn feel at home, because the biggest problem, Nick, listen, obviously there's been a dearth of talent. I mean, you're not bad this long without, you know, if you have great players. I just feel like there's been an absence of leadership. There's been an absence of direction, and there's been an absence of accountability as well. And, you know, I joke around, I say, AG ain't playing. I mean, Aaron Glenn is giving off every vibe that he is ready and he is absolutely in charge. What are you seeing? What did you see in camp? And do you agree with what I said about Glenn so far?
Yeah, it seems like he's definitely taking charge and putting his stamp on the team. You know, I look at this team and the struggles that we've had over the past several years. And unfortunately, I think what we've been hurting is our drafting and our team longevity of players. You know, we have guys that are coming in for 2-3 years and then out. And it's tough to build a roster that way when you don't have mainstays that are able to stick around and kind of take the leadership that comes from the head and disperse it from the team. Because, you know, the coach can only lead you so far. It's up to the team, the players in that locker room, to really come together and be the direction that you want to see the team go. So not having, you know, your mid-level 8-, 9-, 10-year vets that have been with the team their whole career, know the ins and outs of New York, how to manage the media, the fans' expectations, is kind of a big deal. I think that gets overshadowed when we talk about different coaches coming through. And it seems right now that Coach Glenn seems to be really emphasizing that fact that, hey, listen, this team's only going to go, I can lead you, the team's only going to go as far as the players on this team take us.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And by the way, to your point, Nick, the absence of players, now it's changed a little bit here. Garrett just got paid and Sauce got paid. You know, obviously Q, but for years, it's like you basically had nobody on a second contract. So I don't know how you establish culture, a winning continuity when there's a constant revolving door. And, you know, the next phase is to I would think, and if you disagree, tell me, you got to just start by cleaning things up, and that's the penalties. And I've always been curious, like, from a penalty perspective, when you're always penalized, and they always are among the top of the NFL, is it a lack of recognition or intelligence or selfishness, or why all the penalties? What does that mean when you're always penalized a ton?
You know, I think we had an old running back coach. He had a saying, you know, you got to sweep the corners. And when you're cleaning up, you know, your mom asks you to sweep the kitchen, and you do it, but you miss the corners. You miss the details.
Yeah.
And that's where the penalties come from. Like, the details, the devils are in the details. And so, you know, if you're looking at the big picture and say, hey, listen, I just know I have to block this defensive tackle down to this Mike linebacker, and I'm not going to pay attention to anything else, and you miss, you know, the snap count or something, you're not fully invested in what you're doing to the best of your ability. So I think the penalties show that it's a lack of effort into the details that hurts the team.
So, Nick, how do we measure progress this year? From your perspective, how do we do that?
That's a great question. I think that's an ownership question. For me, as a former player, I want to see strong competitive football where, you know, we are making a push. We're playing sound jet football. You know, it looks like we're built to run the ball very well and pass when we need to. And I want to see that happen. You know, anybody can sling the ball around and, you know, come up with different game plans and everything. But when it's time to go, it's 3rd and 1 and everyone in the building knows what you're doing. And you go out there and do it. That's what I want to see. And so that mentality that, you know, that they're going to go out and impose their will is, I think, the biggest thing. To see that culture shift, say, hey, this is how we're going to do it, and we're going to do it this way.
And you know, listen, Nick, they have the horses to do it. That's the best part, because anybody can identify, and I've said this basically for 4 months now, Jets are going to look to run it 30-plus times a week. We've seen that in the summer. It's so identifiable, whether it's their draft choices up front, the running back stable. But here's what's going to happen at some point. They're going to fall behind 17-3, pick six, fumble, whatever. And at some point, they're not going to be able to run the way they want to because they got to try to move the ball a little bit quicker. When that happens, where are we?
That, Ben, is when you got to rely on your playmakers to make plays. And, you know, you pay a bunch of money to the wide receivers to make plays and your quarterback to make plays. They got to go out there and do that. So while me personally, offensive lineman, I want to run the ball every chance I get. But when their number gets called, they gotta make the plays they need to. You expect them to do it. So I think that they will. I hope that they will. And I think that's going to show the success or failure of what the season's going to be.
Well, I mean, all right, that sounds good. You hope that they will. So do I. You think that they will. I'm a little less convinced with throwing the football. You know, it's, to me, like, Garrett Wilson's amazing. The man needs some help. I mean, their wide receiving core is awful. And until I do think there's some promise at tight end with Mason Taylor, but you got to get another receiver here. And I think that Justin Fields is probably a little bit better than some people are saying throwing the ball, because you could throw to a space and have some gash plays. But I'm sorry, like, I can't dump this on Garrett Wilson if they're not throwing the ball. I don't know if it's his fault. There's one man out there. Like, he's going to be double teamed every snap.
This is true. And, you know, you look at he will be covered. And, you know, especially when you put a high price tag on him, you know, bells and whistles are going to go off. But I think when you look at it, you know, quarterbacks take different time to develop. And you look at Geno Smith. His time with us did not go so well, but resurrected his career later on and is able to really do well out in Seattle and move the ball around. So, you know, things. And so I'm not putting Justin Fields into a basket if he can't throw yet. I'm waiting to see, you know, yep, development, how things go, and hope for the best. Because, you know, right now, everyone's starting off 0-0. And what we have is we have hope.
That's fair. I mean, without hope, we got nothing. Talking to Nick Mang, that's all we've had is hope. I mean, and nothing tangible. So hopefully it's about to change. Nick is with us, of course, 11 years with the Jets. Great player. Pro Bowl 7, 2 All-Pro. We miss him up there moving bodies and just being a beast like he was. So, to me, the Jet fan right now is in an interesting place. It's between hope and a little bit of conviction, because this is not a roster without talent. The defense, certainly the front seven, could be good. Special teams should be better. We know they got a running back stable. They got a star wideout. They got a stud corner. And they got new hope at the coaching perspective. When you look as a player, I want to take it back. When you were a player, did you look at the start of the schedule? Were you like, all right, we have a chance to get off and maybe bag a couple of wins and get this going? Or did you not do it? Because we do that. Did you do that?
As a player, you go in thinking every year you're going to win a Super Bowl, no matter who's on that roster. You know, when you're done playing, you look back and you're like, oh, man, that was not good. But as a player, if you don't have the mindset going into a season that you're going to go 16-0 and win a Super Bowl, you don't deserve to be on that field. So if anybody has a mindset out there that they're like, oh, well, you know, we hope that we're going to be okay, we knock off a couple, they don't deserve to be on that field.
You think Buffalo is still what they were? Like Miami? Like the division, to me, again, Buffalo's the team to beat. But the other two teams, you know, I know the Pats. The Pats got Vrabel, stud. Miami's got talent, but I think they're a mess. Like, is it nuts to think the Jets can make a run and be the second-best team in this division?
It definitely can. I mean, had the opportunity. Buffalo is going to be a tough task to get past, especially, you know, with their quarterback that they have there. The home field opportunities that they have up in Buffalo. But, you know, I'm hoping they're battling for it because it's been a long time. You know, we've gone from New England controlling the division to now Buffalo controlling the division. I'm looking forward to our time controlling the division.
Let's go. I mean, it's fun. I mean, listen, dude, longest playoff drought, North American team sports. I mean, Yankee fans think we have it rough now. Jet fan has been beaten to a bloody pulp. So hopefully the renaissance is the early stages is here. I think they got the right coach, and we'll see. And by the way, Nick, before I let you go, I'm an Old Spice guy. I know you're doing stuff with them. What exactly you have going on?
Yeah, great. We spent time today up in Bergen County, New Jersey, surprising fans with Old Spice, their new collection in conjunction with Walmart. And we were with Bill today, who does great work with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, mentoring the little kids. So it was great to surprise him. Big Jets fan. You know, it's always fun to be able to do these things where, you know, you get the unsuspecting fan and you get to be able to reward them for the efforts that they do that go unnoticed by most people in their community. So it was really exciting. I'm glad for Old Spice and the opportunity to do that and get this new NFL product out to them.
Sounds good. Like I said, I'm an Old Spice guy, too. The deodorant's awesome. I'm an Old Spice deodorant guy. So, Nick,
same here for years.
Yeah, there you go. Old school trench. If you can wear it in the trenches, man, I can wear it with a suit. So I love it. 11 years with the Jets, and hopefully this is going to start getting a little bit better. Thanks for popping on. Appreciate it, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. There you go. NFL legend, of course, Nick Mangold joins us and was with us on behalf of the new Old Spice NFL collection at Walmart now. You may not play in the NFL, but you can smell like you do. Yeah, I remember one of the first visuals I have of my grandfather on my Italian side, on my mom's side. He would wake up to get the gravy going on Sunday morning. I mean, with the birds were chirping. Papa was up there, you know, stirring away. And he would, before he'd start stirring away, he'd be in the mirror. I could still see it like it, not a gray hair. I mean, even in his mid-70s, not a gray hair. Just slicking his hair back with his gold chain and his gold cross and the white, you know, little T-shirt and shaving and the old spice smell. Like that, I'm talking about when I was a kid. And I still love it. I'm an Old Spice guy. I used to get my dad soap on a rope. I don't know if you do you remember that, Hob? You just looked at I would get him. I had no money. My mom would obviously pay for it and stuff. But we would get him soap on a rope, and it would hang from the shower. And you just see it get smaller and smaller. And eventually the rope would detach from the soap. But, I mean, it smelled great, and you'd have it for a couple of weeks. So there you go. Massive Old Spice fan. Big Nick Mangold fan as well. Oh, come on, Jets, dude. Like, I just, you know, I've been very optimistic. You know that? In terms of progress. And I'm standing by it. I think it's just going to be more rewarding. I think it's going to be more buttoned up. Maybe not right away. Eventually, those penalties and that nonsense are going to evaporate, and AG's going to be in charge. And if you don't follow AG, he's going to basically punch you out the door. That's it. It's going to be his way. We got an adult coach in the team, finally.